and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. And the Gospel reading today deals with two questions of identity. The identity of Jesus Christ and the identity of those who follow Jesus Christ. First, let us look at the identity of Jesus. In the Gospel text, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And some people say, "You are John the Baptist," others say, "Elijah," and still others, "One of the prophets." You know, in other parts of the Gospels, we hear these answers. "He is from Nazareth. He is the son of the carpenter. He is the son of Mary." Now, let us note here why this question is important. You know, in Jesus' time, people depended on others to provide their identity and to define their place in society. And as a consequence, to know also how to interact properly with one another based on social standing. It was in this context that Jesus wanted to know also his own disciples' perception of who he was and how they were to relate to him. That is why when he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Before anyone could speak, Peter blurted out the answer, "The Messiah of God." In today's gospel, Jesus accepted his answer and continued to describe his identity as a Messiah in this way. "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life." That was the identity of the Messiah that Jesus accepted. And from here onwards, Jesus shifted the focus of attention about his identity to the identity of those who would follow him. Note carefully how Jesus clearly stated the true identity of his followers. "If any want to become my follower, let them deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me." So, let us consider the first characteristic of this identity of following Jesus. Let them deny themselves. So what does it mean to deny oneself? It means putting others before me, their good and their need before mine. It means that the disciple will have to put others in first place. The disciple will seek to please others and not oneself. This is the kind of self-denial that we need to follow and to seek to put into practice as much as possible. Because you see, in our own little ways, we deny ourselves of small and big things for others. In our daily life, we do this for our children, for our spouses, for our family, for our neighbors, and for others in need. Then this brings us to the second characteristic of following Jesus. Take up their cross daily and follow me. This means that to follow Jesus, the cross will have to be a constant feature in our daily lives. Additionally, It entails the carrying of the cross the way Jesus is asking us, his followers, to do. To make the carrying of the cross a way of life. But of course, it is not enough to make the cross the center of our life as followers of Jesus. There is the third characteristic that flows naturally from it. The need for us as followers of the Lord to share this cross of our salvation with others. For Jesus says, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for me will save it." That is to say, if we keep the cross that gives us life to ourselves, we will lose it. But if we lose or share this life that the cross gives us to others, we will save it. This is the principal lesson of the cross. A love that is received is the love that is to be shared. Mother Teresa has a story to illustrate what this means in the concrete. One night, she said in the story, a man came to our house and told me, "There is a family with 8 children. They have not eaten for days. So I took some food and I went. When I finally came to the family, I saw the faces of the little children disfigured by hunger. But there was no sorrow or sadness in their faces, just the deep pain of hunger. So I gave the rice to the father. And immediately he divided it into two and went out, carrying half the rice with him. When he came back, Mother Teresa asked him, "Oh, where did you go?" And he gave this simple answer, "To my neighbors, because they are hungry also." I was not surprised that he gave, because poor people are generous. But I was surprised that he knew they were hungry. As a rule, when we are suffering, we are so focused on ourselves that we have no time for others. But this story is actually a lesson of the best way of making the way of the cross our way of life. By living the cross and by sharing this life of the cross with others. Others need it also. So, let us look for ways of sharing this life with others. Let us be like that poor father and his hungry children, who can still, with the little that they have, share it with others. Amen.